lacrimophagus. For a tear is an intellectual thing. In the Amazon, a moth lives off bird's tears by harpooning salt with his barbed tongue. At school, they call me weepy. I couldn't take sledges or switches. I never saw Appa cry except once. Amma's eyes are always filled, her love, buckwheat bread and salt. With each tear, her face forgets itself. When Parvati told Shiva she wanted a child, he gave her a scrap of cloth. Go make yourself a doll. She withdrew to a cave. When a tear fell to the ground, out of the clay rose Ganesha. I watched the crow tear Appa away from himself like bread and could not cry. Basal, reflex, psychic. To inherit the throat is to inherit the elegy. A man cried at everything. You took him a gift, he cried. My people remembered me. You didn't, he cried. My people forgot me. You called him by name, he cried. You remind me of my dead mother. He cried plump gooseberries. Once he cried because he ran out of tears. Don't we all subsist on someone else's tears? When Appa's shrine leapt up in flames, I was inconsolable. But what vision could emerge from such belated lacrimal molt? Oh, performative lipid. Oh, public antibodies. The one time I saw him cry was the day after he had lost his voice. In Rosalind's photographs, the breath between laughter and lace is a dry riverbed. Tears after goodbye are X and X. Look, Appa, what you have turned me into, a scavenger of grief. A tear of the crow fell on a valley and a lake was formed. The jackal dreamt he was drowning in the lake and the only way out was to drink it empty. When he swallowed the last drop, a city rose. The crow threatened the city with a curse to deprive it of water if her tear was not returned. But the jackal had already been slaughtered and buried beneath the city. It's a terrible place, the land without tears.